How often are you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or other social media platforms? Most Americans say they use social media at least once a day, but they also believe platforms such as Facebook and Twitter are doing more to divide the nation than to bring it together. We talk about this with NBC senior political editor Mark Murray.
There's an overwhelming majority of Americans who see social media as a divisive nature, where 64% of all adults end up thinking that social media does more to divide us rather than unite us. But when you actually ask the question a different way, does it improve your life or make things worse? There's a different response. You have 49% of people who think that social media makes their lives better versus 37% who thinks they make your life worse. And so it does matter how you ask the question, but when you ask it whether it unites us or divides us, the answer is pretty clear. It divides us.
Is there a breakdown as far as Republicans versus Democrats, or perhaps a minority? These people of color, are there different results as a result of all that?
Here is what was one of the big findings. There was almost unanimous agreement. Majorities of Democrats, Republicans, whites, Latinos, independents, you name it, end up seeing social media as a divisive force. There was one exception, however, and that is Black respondents, where they were mostly split on this question. 42% of Black respondents said that social media is divisive. 40% says it's more of a uniting force. But that was the only demographic group that was split on that question.
And not a shocker here, given what we've been through for a year plus, screen time is way up.
That's right. 54% of parents in our poll say that their child has actually had more screen time, that it has increased during the pandemic. And when we ask the question, so quantify that in the number of minutes, we ended up having, on average, people said more than 2 hours of screen time for their children. And I wasn't all that surprised by that response, given that that is the situation at my own household during this pandemic.
What can we do with this information once we've digested it? It seems that as divisive as social media is perceived to be, nobody's ready to get rid of Facebook or Twitter anytime soon.
That's right. I mean, one of the overall conclusions, our poll shows that you have 66% of Americans who say that they use social media, but they know that it's divisive. But they also think that maybe it also improves their lives. So I do think that there is some type of nuance there. But when you look at social media just through a political prism, and I think that division versus unity question gets at that, and my job is at politics when it comes to NBC News, I think people have a pretty clear understanding that social media does more to divide us than unite us.
But it's a little bit surprising that more people aren't willing to part with it. But just like pre-internet, you would never get rid of your landline phone or your TV. This is how people communicate and learn. So it's easier said than done.
Well, and I'm speaking as a political journalist, it is really hard to even put away Twitter. And Twitter is not even one of the more popular apps for most Americans, whether that is Instagram or Facebook or even Snapchat. But as a political journalist, you kind of have to be wired into your Twitter account to actually be on top of breaking news. And even after the 2020 election, I swore off Twitter at least for 1 month, but I found myself back. And yeah. I'm sure I'm not alone.
NBC senior political editor Mark Murray on Skype, talking about a new NBC poll that surveyed 1,000 adults. The margin of error is plus or minus 3%.